We're speaking with Diane Schaefer, who's the Director of Systems Development at Integrated Services of Kalamazoo, or ISK. Diane, thanks for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.
We're talking about a new grant that ISK has received to work on suicide prevention among teens, especially LGBTQ teens. Tell us a little bit about the new grant that you've won and what it will be used for.
Okay, thank you. So we have received this grant from the Children's Foundation. There are a few different foundations in Michigan that got together to target suicide prevention in Michigan. And we decided that because in Kalamazoo and even across the state, members of the LGBTQ population are more at risk for suicide than many other populations, that we wanted to make sure that we were meeting their needs. So we are using the grant to do some training for our staff and for our contract providers in Kalamazoo County so that they have the clinical training that will make them confident and competent in working with the LGBTQ population in order to best meet their needs. And we are also, we've hired a community health worker who will assist people who have been identified as being at a higher risk for suicide. They could show up at an emergency department or primary care office, or through our services at ISK. And that community health worker can assist them in navigating the mental health system, getting connected with the services that they might find helpful. And then they can also assist with accessing other resources in the community, whether it's food, housing, you know, other basic needs that they might need assistance with.
Now, this program is, as you said, focused on LGBTQ youth, but it's not exclusively so. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are looking at youth and young adults in general, and then really the LGBTQ community across the age spectrum.
Could you talk a little bit about the extent of the problem, both locally here in the Kalamazoo area and elsewhere? You mentioned that the suicide risk is higher for LGBTQ youth.
Yes.
Just how bad is the problem?
So what I can tell you is that when it comes to the individuals that we serve here through Integrated Services of Kalamazoo, we have found that the rates of suicidal ideation or thinking during the year for the LGBTQ adults is around 56.5%, and that's compared to only about 33.4% to the non-LGBTQ population. And it's as high as 60% for youth who identify as LGBTQ, which is extremely significant. And those rates are consistent with some of the national rates. I don't know if you've heard of the Trevor Project, but the Trevor Project has reported that youth in the LGBTQ community contemplate suicide at about three times the rate of heterosexual youth.
How soon do you expect or hope that you'll see results from this new funding?
Well, it's hard to measure results when you think of suicide, just because the rates, they take a while to kind of show trends, but we will be able to track them, you know, through our own data here at Integrated Services of Kalamazoo, just kind of, you know, numbers per year. So we will try to look at that kind of after a year to see if we can see a difference at all. The place that we will see a difference more readily will be our clinicians will hopefully, after having training, will report feeling more confident in treating individuals in the LGBTQ community. And we also would hope that we will see a difference in those individuals our community health worker assists with in getting them connected to services and meeting their immediate needs. So we can look at some of that data, but the longer term suicidal risk will take time to for us to see that needle move.
We probably should mention, if we can, what some of the resources are in the Kalamazoo area community for suicide prevention.
So we partner a lot with Griffin Place, and they, of course, have a 24-hour hotline. So anybody who is at risk of suicide can call Griffin. They can call 381-HELP. There is also a national hotline that can be reached by someone 24 hours a day. And then here at Integrated Services of Kalamazoo, we also have emergency mental health 24 hours a day at 269-373-6000. Well, I think we're just really excited that we have this opportunity to be a little bit more intentional and to really try to do our best to support those individuals in the LGBTQ community, because we historically, you have a clinician here or there who maybe specializes, and what we really want to do is just be able to have all of our clinicians able to meet their needs.
Diane Schaefer is the Director of Systems Development for Integrated Services of Kalamazoo. Diane, again, thank you very much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. We really appreciate it.